This podcast has been kicking butt and taking names since 2008.
This is The Ceiling Fan.
Welcome to Odyssey.
Good evening, I'm John Watzenberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. An enormous brawl broke out today in and around Odyssey fast food restaurant Burger World. Tom Artichoke has the story. Tom?
Thanks, John. It all started with a birthday, some balloons, and a clown. College student Colin Schmidt was brought to the famous fast food joint by his friends to celebrate his birthday. His friends had arranged for the Burger World clown to bring Colin a large bouquet of brightly colored balloons, a patronizing gesture to compliment his greasy meal. Little did they know, Colin is made extremely uncomfortable by clowns. He had this to say.
I was already peeved at my friends for treating me like a toddler on my birthday, but the clown was the last straw. I saw him walking towards me and I said, "No way, dude, you better not come any closer." Of course, he walked right on over and started tying the balloons to my chair. I tried to ignore him, but the big goofy face was too much. When he patted me on the head and all my friends laughed, I lost it. I hit him. I hit him again and again and again.
At that point, chaos ensued. Restaurant employees ran over to help their clown comrade, while many customers took Colin's side. Several of the unmanned grills in the kitchen caught on fire, causing the building's sprinkler system to switch on. This sudden downpour of water caused everyone involved to come to their senses and return to their now-soaked meals. No charges have been filed as of yet, but we are assuming that the clown will want to do so once he comes out of his coma. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Tom. In other news, several retired specimens have escaped from Connellsville Glue Factory. We'll have more on this sticky situation as it develops. This is the Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. I'm John Watzenberger. Good night.
Hey guys, it's me, Ethan Daniels. Welcome to a very special episode of The Ceiling Fan. We're just waiting on Phil to get here so we can start our band practice. That's right, Phil and I have started an Odyssey tribute band. We call it McAllister Park. I know. We've kept it a secret until now because we wanted to make sure that our listening audience got to hear a good rehearsal. So let me introduce everyone. Of course, I'm the lead singer, seeing as how I'm the number one Odyssey fan, and I play bass. Phil plays guitar, and the drummer is my friend Todd Brown.
Hi.
And Phil should be here any minute now.
It seems like you're always waiting on Phil to show up.
All right, I'm here. Let's get started.
Finally, Phil. Come over here so we can go over our first bit of business. All right, here's the deal, guys. We have our first concert lined up, the talent show at Shipshewana Scott High School.
Neither of you is in high school yet, and I graduated 8 years ago. How did you manage to get that show?
Our manager.
We have a manager?
My brother, Greg.
Your 17-year-old brother is gonna be our manager.
He's a successful member of the Shipshewana business community.
He works at an ice cream stand in the mall.
It's a very successful ice cream stand.
They don't even have ice cream there. They sell blue frozen bananas. No one even likes those.
Whatever.
Okay, guys. Now, none of that matters. The important part is that he got us a show. Now, what song should we perform? My vote is that we cover Razorblade Rag by The Bones of Wrath.
If we want to win the talent show, we need to play something original.
Ethan, you've written a lot of songs about AIO, right? Well, why don't we use one of those?
All right, let's play through the song, Odyssey Oughta Do, that I wrote for the folks at home.
Let me just turn my amp
on. Todd, will you please count us off? Yo! Ethan Daniels in the house. Bring it on. I got time to sing, no time to blink.
But there's just one thing that gets me through the week. On Saturday morning, most kids pick cartoons. I'm learning lessons up in my room. No matter where I go, you can bet you'll see me using my ears to go to Odyssey. Said no matter what I do, you can bet you'll see me using my ears to go to Odyssey.
Upstevia,
I got lights out of wits and spinning. Straight to my ear. Check. Now some say I'm weird and some say I'm crazy, but none of this is true. Well, some of it maybe, but it's alright. I just know what's good. I never cry destructo like a good boy should. You try to poke fun, but you best stop messing. I'll punch you real hard, but I done learned my lesson. Nobody breaks down like I do right here, and nothing's better than Odyssey in your ear. Every single day, Nova comes spinning. Straight to my ear. Now I can see you looking at me. You don't understand this Odyssey. Well, let me help you. Go get a pen. Write this down. You'll get it then. WHITESEN.ORGWHAMEN. Listen to me.
Ethan, calm down. Ethan!
Oh, man, I guess I got carried away a little bit there.
I can see why you'd get carried away. It is a fun song.
Yeah, and it's pretty easy, too.
Yeah, I think we've got this talent show thing in the bag. But let's finish rehearsal first, just to be safe. For the people at home, that's all you get to hear. I know, don't be greedy. Just wait till the talent show. So, until next time, I'm Ethan Daniels. The Ceiling Fan Podcast is a presentation of Tadpole Radio. Today's episode was written, directed, and produced by Mark Jones. Lyrics to Odyssey Oughta Do was written by Kevin McCreary, with music by Mark Jones and Cody Fields. Voice talent for this episode include Kevin McCreary, Mark Jones, and Brandon Blizzard. For more information, check us out online at tadpoleradio.com or over at theceilingfan.blogspot.com. And don't forget to check out the Tadpole series. Head over to thetadpoleseries.blogspot.com. Oh, and be sure to check out the next episode of The Ceiling Fan, where McAllister Park competes in the Shipshewana Scott High School Talent Show. Goodbye!